Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ross is the founder of a company that makes face masks. It's based here in Chicago. It's called EW Masks. Hey, Ross, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hold on a second, Ross.
There you are. Are you there, Ross? Shoot, Ella, if I don't hear him, do you?
Sorry, John, I had you on mute. But yeah, thanks for having me and on the show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How's business?
Business is going good. You know, it's a startup, so you have those initial startup connecting with customer hurdles to get through, letting everybody know where you're at and so on and so forth, and what you have, the products. But yeah, it's going well.
EWMasks.com, is that your company, EWMasks.com?
The company's EW Face Masks, but the website's EWMasks.com.
Got it. Okay, so EWMasks.com. But you also are selling them at a pickup site in Chicago. Is it on North Street?
Yeah, it's on North Avenue, by the Home Depot, North Avenue in Elston.
Well, that's kind of unique because I think a lot of us are buying these things. You know, if you see them at the drugstore, fine, but a lot of folks are having to order them online and then wait. You want me to order online, but I could pick them up same day at your place?
Yeah, we offer same day curbside pickup between noon and 6. So a lot of our customers order online and then they pay for it online and then they select curbside pickup and then we contact them and arrange a time, or we just ship out same day as well.
Yeah.
The reason we did that, if it's okay for me to talk about it for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Because I recognized there was a void in the marketplace, but I ordered masks originally to try things out, you know, doing a little market research and so on and so forth. And, you know, I needed masks too back in February and March, even I was working on this back then. And that was the issue. It's like, you don't know where they're coming from for one. Some of the stuff I waited 2 months to get. I didn't know that when I ordered them. So, you know, I think that's gotten a little bit better, but still you're waiting a week, 10 days, 2 weeks. And with us, you can come pick them up the same day and you could actually see them before you know, leave with them.
None of the masks I have. None of the masks I have, Ross, are real sophisticated, though. I mean, they offer to me a level of protection I'm comfortable with, but yours are comparable to, well, now maybe they're not. You tell me. Are they like the N95s? Are they more surgical, medical grade, or what are they?
So they're definitely not N95s. Those, and I've tried to acquire some of those. They're just 90% are being diverted by FEMA, and they're pretty much being used exclusively in healthcare settings.
Mm-hmm.
So I've imported KN95 masks from China,
right.
And I've also imported 3-ply like procedure surgical type masks. And through doing that, I identified that there were a bunch of legal issues with, you know, selling those masks as they come from China packaged due to FDA marketing laws.
In other words, some of them are coming with claims that, in fact, the FDA does not support.
Correct. I mean, the FDA has issued a series of emergency use authorizations, which you commonly refer to them to as EUAs, and they set out rules during this emergency period, which is still ongoing, and you cannot make certain claims unless you've gone through certain regulatory processes. And the vast majority of the masks you see out there are being the marketers are the sellers are making filtration claims, they're making virus protection claims, all trying to analogize to that, you know, N95 type product, and it's very misleading to the public. So that's why we've developed our own packaging, had it made, and we're, you know, our masks come from China because that's where 90% of the masks are made, and you can't get around that. But
well, how effective
we package
are your masks?
Them.
How thoroughly, like, I'm comfortable, to be honest with you, with just a layer of cotton across my face. I'm usually wearing more than that, but I go to the Jewel, and sometimes that's all I have, and I think that's offering everybody a modicum of support. What am I getting from an EW mask?
You're getting you know, more protection. You know, I think we can have a quick little conversation about, you know, what that is. I have a doctor that I've consulted with, very, you know, works at a major hospital organization in Chicago. He's given some videos that he's done, like PSAs on our website that you can see, and he talks about the difference between masks. You know, the cloth mask everybody puts on, you refer to it as like a barrier mask. It's protecting the environment around you from particles, projectiles, potentially contaminated with COVID from going into the air. Scarves work for that. But there's really not any protection that you're getting from those around you. So that's why if you're, you know, working in grocery stores or, you know, delivering food or doing anything like that, you're working in a restaurant as they reopen or retail stores, you need some protection, I think. So the KN95 mask is not on par with the N95 mask. It's just not. And the FDA has taken action against the criteria to be able to say something to KN95 mask in the U.S. to meet certain standards, because there was a lot of issues with companies trying to make the equivalency to an N95. So there's clearly a difference, right? The N95 is the gold standard. Mm-hmm. The KN90, a lot of it comes down to fit. You know, the KN95 has ear loops, where the N95s have elastic straps. So, you know, if the KN95 gives you a good fit, I wear one every day, then you're getting protection. I'm not going to say you're getting, you know, we're not making the claim that you're going to, you know, reach an N95 level. But it's clearly better than a surgical mask or a 3-ply mask, which is clearly better than a cloth, just a generic cloth covering.
Yeah, which is where a lot of us are. So if you go to EW,
it depends what your purpose is.
Yeah, well, I think to be honest with you, I think a lot of businesses out there are going to want to have a bunch of these for their employees, for their customers. Oops, I forgot one. Oops, I need a new one. Hey, my old one's dirty. I want a new one. I just came into your business and oh, I don't have my mask. Here's your mask. I just think I was doing the math on that just a moment ago. I thought, all right, there's 300 million of us. Now, maybe babies won't be wearing them, but I think there's going to be like we are going to need hundreds and hundreds of millions of face masks for the next, pick it, 12 months. So I think the market for this is almost limitless. And so if I'm a business, I think I'm very interested in this, both availability, but also efficacy. How thoroughly will it protect people? And obviously, there's different grades or levels. I've been on your site, and I can see you've actually got a sale on one of these groups of masks right now. Obviously, the more you buy, the less expensive they become. I think if you click through right now, and I think a lot of people are, some of the tabs throw up an error page, but just hang in there and it'll work. EWmasks.com is the website. And I am out of time. Any last thing you want people to know about this, Ross, before we go?
I would just say before you think about, you know, what you're looking for out of your mask, and if you're, you know, fine with just wearing a face cloth or a scarf, you know, that's a choice you can make, and you'll satisfy any requirements through wearing face coverings in public. But if you want any level of protection more than that, visit our site, learn a little bit about masks, watch the doctor's videos, and, you know, we're here to help.
Yeah, there's FAQ there and stuff like that, too. Good luck to you, man. I think you're in the right place at the right time, Ross. We'll visit again, but best wishes to everybody over there.
Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity.